USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a ceasefire between Turkish forces and northern Syrian Kurds is coming to an end, President Trump is again defending the decision to withdraw U.S. troops from that region.
Where is an agreement that said we have to stay in the Middle East for the rest of humanity, for the rest of civilization, to protect the Kurds? It never said that.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin is hosting the Turkish president as the five-day ceasefire ends. A top American diplomat is set to testify before Congress today in the ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Bill Taylor is to appear in a closed-door hearing about the White House's efforts to get Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. California utilities say there could be more planned outages later today as a wildfire prevention move. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A disaster declaration issued for North Texas by the governor, Greg Abbott.
Massive damage in Dallas after a tornado hits North Texas Sunday night. People still assessing how much it will cost to rebuild homes leveled in the storm.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky, the National Weather Service, confirming at least three tornadoes touched down in Texas. Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren is to be in Chicago today, where she's going to join striking teachers on the picket line. The U.S. Senator is scheduled to visit Oscar DePriest Elementary. She showed her support for Chicago teachers over the weekend in a video in which she urged the educators to stay strong. Macy's has announced it's going to stop selling fur by early 2021. The World Series gets underway tonight in Houston. The Astros hosting the Washington Nationals. The Nats will start Max Scherzer. The Stros are starting Gerrit Cole. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The Trump administration is moving towards taking DNA samples from detained migrants at the border, the Justice Department giving notice of a proposed rule that restores authority given to the Attorney General by the 2005 DNA Fingerprint Act. It directs the Department of Homeland Security to expand DNA collection from migrants detained at the border and the interior. The rule will be published later today and be open to public comment for 20 days. Three adults are facing charges after three children were found living in deplorable conditions at a home in Florida. Police in Edgewater were carrying out a welfare check on the kids on Sunday when they say they found at least 245 animals housed on the property. They say there was a dead guinea pig in the cage, rotting food along with animal waste throughout the home. The three have been charged with child abuse and dozens of counts of animal cruelty. Among the animals on the property, a hedgehog, sugar gliders, and several rats, which were apparently being kept as pets. And Amazon is trying to fight against fake videos online known as deep fakes. The company is working with Facebook in the Deep Fake Detection Challenge, offering $1 million to help teams spot deep fakes. You won't find any deep fakes on our site. Look for us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.